I'm Marie Williams from Newton AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Yes, we're back in business with the JD Cymru Premier League. Took a little bit of a winter break, just like all the best footballing talent should. Jonah's with me. Jonah, we're going to rattle through a very intense top six and a very intense bottom six in a second. But first, let's start with two big stories that broke this week. Huey Griffiths, 1 minute he's Kevin Drood's manager, the next minute he's the top of the tree at Caernarfon. What's going on there?
Everybody in the league, maybe Huey himself, obviously was surprised at what has happened or transformed in the last couple of days, and everybody's asking for answers. So I'm sure whatever will come out in the washing, but the move's been done, Mark. He's left.
Well, it raises more questions than answers, and I know you did catch up with him a few days ago. I suppose one of the questions will be, Sean Eardley has done an exceptional great job at Caernarfon. He will remain there. How's that dynamic going to work?
Well, I think it happened this time last year as well, didn't it, when Alan Bickerstaff came in. We'll just see how it goes. For Huey's sake, I hope it goes a bit better than it did for Alan. But Sean is no doubt doing a marvellous job at Caernarfon, but Huey's been brought in for a reason.
Well, we'll talk about the effect that they'll have on the Druids and what their plans might be in a second as we review the fight for that Europa League or playoff place. But first, another bombshell that was dropped on us this week. Welcome, if you're listening, David Cottrell to the JD Cymru Premier as a Barry Town player, Jonah.
Oh, tremendous. Tremendous signing. Look, we've been involved in this league a long time, and any signing like that, that's a stellar signing. Well done to Gavin Chesterfield for, getting a signing over the line. It must have been a tough one to pull off. But look, it shows Barry's ambitions. They were in Europe last year. They obviously want to get in again. They're in the top six, just going through all the fixtures now. How tough is every game going to be? And David will maybe, I should imagine, he'll make his debut. Because he's been signed on by the time Saturday comes around. I think he's a pretty fit lad, so I'd like to see him start against Connorskey. I wouldn't expect him to come in and bag a brace again, what a lot of people are expecting him to do. I just think this league is a little bit tougher than everybody thinks it is, and we'll soon see over the next 10 games, and then game after game, I'm sure people will ask David what he thinks of it, and I hope by the end of it, he thinks it's a real tough league, because it shows then the quality of the players playing in the league already.
Well, as you mentioned, Gavin Chesterfield was busy in that January transfer window. Let's hear from him.
In terms of how big it'll be, it'll probably, time will tell. There's no guarantees, but all I do know is David's motivated. It's something that's probably, been working on for maybe around 18 months, really, just, talking here and there. And now I just feel that maybe the timing was right. Bumped into each other a couple of times at the gym. He was going to the gym, I was taking my daughter swimming, and it was just nice to talk football. You could see that the passion for football still burns very strong in his eyes. Naturally, there's a strong allegiance here with Jordan being here as well, and I think that it's a really good opportunity for him to get back playing. He's still got lots to offer, having just turned 32 years of age, but doing so in a really nice environment, doing so with good people and good staff. And let's see how it goes. No pressure. Just let's see if we can, get the best out of each other. And I think that we'll work well together. If for him, it's probably a nice thing, because he started off at 6 years of age playing football at Barry Bluebirds. So in many ways, it's a nice way to sort of close that cycle, if you like. But excited to work with him. Player of genuine quality. He's got a fierce competitive streak in him, which I'm delighted to see. And he'll fit well into our changing room.
Well, I don't know where to start with all of this, Jonah. It sets up a fantastic next few round of games, doesn't it? And, there might have been other seasons where those clubs who are in, 4th, 5th or 6th, with perhaps no chance of catching the league leaders and comfortable in their playoff berths, might have gone, this is just 10 games where we size each other up now. It is still possible for a Barry to win the title. It is still possible for a Caernarfon to win the title.
Every manager, Mark, in this top six has done really well to get there. We have the expected. Most probably you would say TNS, Connors Key, Balor, and maybe Barry. I think the other two have done tremendous to get there, Carnarvon and Newtown. But as you said, the race is on. There's definitely a race on. For me, most probably the race is 1 and 2. And then looking at just the timing of knowing the points, a couple of points differences, it might be 1 and 2 TNS Connors Key. A big massive battle for me then between Balor and Barry, and then Carnarvon and Newtown. But I think, you know, like you said, it's 10 games. 10 games, it's 30 points. As you said, if anyone in the top four, maybe five, if anyone in the top five took 30 points or 28 out of 30 points, they're not going to be far away, Mac.
I've never known the top six clubs, though, to be really so heavily investing in the transfer window or making changes or making statements that really make me feel that each game is going to be a battle.
It is going to be a battle, and like you say, you just go through the names of the managers. Scotty Roscoe, you got Stephen Evans alongside him, Andy Morrison, and Craig Harrison at Connors Key, Collins at Balor. Look at Collins' experience, European experience, Welsh Cup winner. Barry, Gav Chesterfield, has brought his team through from nowhere over the last 6 or 7 seasons, got his team into Europe. Sean Eardley at Carnarvon, done a fantastic job. He's now got Hughie Griffiths, an ex-European manager, with him. And, you know, Chris Hughes, who just keeps creating miracles for Newtown. So that's a good list of men in charge of the top six teams. So, like you say, every game, Mark, every game. We're looking at the fixtures, and this weekend, straight away, absolutely unbelievable. You know, the first game, you know, we got Carnarvon against Balor. It's a must win. It's a must win straight away. The top six just, it sets you tasks. And, you know, they're massive tasks.
Well, let's have a chat about those other sides that are racing in the top six then. We've spoken about Carnarvon. We've spoken about the changes there. We've spoken about Barry. Let's concentrate on the top two then. This is, to me, again, the tightest those top two have been against each other. Also knowing that they have, you know, competition for that space as well. But I do want to talk about what a Nathaniel MG Cup win does for Connors Key Nomad Spirits.
Tell you what it does do, Mac. It's fantastic. You only have to see their faces Saturday. You've seen 36, 37-year-old veterans like Wildy, like Danny Allison, like George Horan, lifting a trophy like they were teenagers. That's what winning trophies mean to you. Absolutely. It just gives you something to boost the rest of the season. But what a race. TNS, right there at the top. They got that 4 points ahead, Mark. And I think at this stage, that's a big, so, you know, that's a massive 4 points. I didn't really realise myself until I just looked at the league placings again for the 1,000th time that they are 4 points ahead. And that's a good start for them over a 30-point race, really, isn't it? You know, they got Draper, Golden Brute Draper. They got the ace in the pack, Ryan Brobble. They got the experience of Harrison in goals. He's seen it all before. Alan Edwards seen it all before. Marriott, Routledge, Jamie Mullen, them type of players. And they got, you know, the likes of, Scott Roscoe and Stephen Evans looking to lift title number two. So maybe, you know, the smart money says again, they're favourites for the title. But like you said, Connors Key, they got a trophy in the cabinet. They got new players. I tell you, I've been impressed with their new players this year. Especially three, Jamie Insull, Priestley Farquharson and Lewis Brass. You know, relatively new names to this league and they've done excellent. And then they got an experience of George, you know, Michael Wilde, Danny Holmes, Callum Morris. They got plenty of experience. They've won a trophy. They've obviously involved still in the Welsh Cup. Their main aim is to get, you know, I would say at the moment, if you won a trophy, that's it. That's the League Cup. If you've got the Welsh Cup final and you've got the Europe, for me, that's a brilliant season, having already beaten Kilmarnock in Europe last season. But Morrison might want a bit more. And for me, he'll need 8 wins out of 10. 8 wins out of 10 could get you over the line. And one of them games would have to be against TNS.
Yeah, it could absolutely come down to that. Well, let's hear from both managers from those clubs. Andy Morrison first.
It's the Iron Brew again for us, which, you know, we've had some great times here. We love the trip north when they come. And we've always done the Welsh League very proud wherever we've gone. So we're there again and delighted, you know, delighted for the players. Thought we were very, very professional. And, you know, I wouldn't have wanted any more goals, because I don't think it would have been fair on an incredible bunch of lads in there. Their spirits and their togetherness is really, really strong. And they've, they beat Aberystwyth, they beat Newtown, they got to a final. You can see why. So, delighted that it's a fair reflection on the game. And, we've got another trophy in the cabinet.
And a nice touch from yourself, Andy, going into the STM Sports dressing room at the end, because you're obviously impressed by them as a bunch of players.
Absolutely. I just got in there and just said, can I say one thing? And the manager said, yeah, go on. And they've listened in. I said, I'd love to be in this change room with you lot. I said, because they're proper men in there. You know, they're tough kids. And they can also play. They can play. You know, but they come up against a very, very organised team who have watched them and worked on them. And, you know, they'll never get pressed like that at any level, the way we press them, you know, because we've watched them, and that's respect. And then the reward for that, as I've just said to my coaching staff, the reward for them cold nights away at Gillsfield, those cold nights at Flint, when we're out scouting on a Tuesday night, you know, this is the reward. This is why it's worth it.
And here's Scott Rusko from TNS.
Form's vital. If you look at the top leagues, and now the teams at the top are doing, and everyone else is trying to catch them up, whatever, look at the Premiership with Liverpool, it seems they're unstoppable. It's one, as a Liverpool fan, it's great to see, and it's very difficult for the teams underneath to remain focused and 100%, and that's what we had last year. We ran away with it, and the teams underneath were maybe dropping points and losing games and things, and it's very hard to then get back to anywhere near to the top of the table. So it's 10 games to go, it's 30 points, it's what we want. It's can we get a little gap now and then push on from there? That's as simple as that, really. Yeah, home tie for your first game is important. Like we say, you know, home games take care of themselves. Away games, it's supposed to be a little bit more tricky, but this season we've done quite well away from home as well. So first game against Newtown, they've proved to be difficult in the past. This season and last season we've had good results against them, and we mustn't just think that that's going to come again. You know, they're in the top six now, and they're by the skin of their teeth. Obviously they got there, didn't they, which was good for them, but they're going to be looking here and not to get beaten. You know, we've beaten them twice already this season, and obviously we've got them in the cup competition as well. So, you know, they maybe try something different approach. Who knows? But we'll be working towards that for Friday.
And Bala, they obviously missed out on Europe last season, and they have really made it clear they're going to fight for that back this season.
That's exactly what Colin will be after, Mark. Exactly what he'll be after. You know, they're 1 point ahead of Barry. Third usually guarantees automatic European place, Mark, and I don't think it'll be different this year with the Welsh teams left in the Welsh Cup. So that'll be their target. Saying that again, if they won 8 out of 10, you could see them pressing for second, because they're playing against teams who, if they won 10 out of 10, they're liable to win it, because they're playing against teams who, every time they beat them, the 3-point swing could almost be a 6-point swing, because you're right up there against the teams. So, you know, they've got Venables, Robles and Henry Jones have been wonderful to watch this year, the front three. They've bagged in more goals than they have in past seasons. Keaton, his experience is vital now, coming down to the last 10. And, like I said, just look now, first game. They go to Carnarvon, to the Oval. I'm sure after the break we've had and a couple of signings and, Hughie going there, and we'll get 1,000 there. Friday night, 1,000 first game. So that is the first of 10 cup finals for Bala, if they're going to get into Europe.
And then last but not least in this top six, we praised them for getting there, but, you know, we perhaps underestimate Newtown at their peril. Could they be the kingmakers in this league, Jonah? Could a few clubs trip up against Newtown that are not expecting to trip up there, and therefore they bag a few more points?
Well, one thing about Newtown, towards the last day, they haven't scored as many goals as they used to. Their football is still wonderful, but they haven't half tightened up at the back. So they've done well. They don't give many goals away. So they're a tough team to beat. They're a good footballing team. They got bags of experience. Kieran Mills, he seems like he's been around, 20 years. He's only 27. Craig Williams seems like he's been around 20 years. He's still playing really well. Nick Rushton, Alex Fletcher, you know, they're names now, they've been in this league a long time, and they're good footballers, and they're always tough to beat, very tough to beat at Latham Park. The record is always good there. They just, you know, if they're going to climb much higher, they just might have to get a few more victories on the road. But Newtown will go to every game with every chance, because in one-off games, as they've proved in the past, underneath Chris Hughes, they can beat anybody in one-offs.